Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Lauren of Twinsburg is going to play around at Chump Timmy as Jen has the day off today at Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So, Lauren, this is your first time playing?
That's right.
Oh, I love it. This is a good ease into the game. Since Jen is off today, I'm much easier to beat than Jen. And same coffee mug's up for grabs, so that's great. Well, we're glad that you listen. We're glad that you're playing. We're very excited about this. We're all rooting for you. So you know how to start the game. Ask me to leave the room, and then Stevie will start asking you the questions.
Okay. Honey, could you please leave the room?
Absolutely.
All right. Tim is out of here. You ready to get started?
Yes, I am ready.
All right, perfect. Question number one. So National Margarita Day is coming up. It's this Saturday. And Chili's Grill and Bar is going all out to celebrate. The restaurant chain teamed up with Lifetime for a mini movie all about the holiday. So a margarita is a cocktail consisting of tequila, triple sec, and the juice of this green fruit.
Lime.
All right, question number two. So Ed Sheeran may have revealed the title of his next album. So he has run out of math symbols, but based on several comments he's made on social media, it seems his new album will be titled Play. What was the name / math symbol of Ed Sheeran's first album?
Ooh. A plus sign.
All right. Question number three. Captain America, Brave New World dominated the North American box office this weekend. The new Marvel movie starring Anthony Mackie took in $88.5 million in its debut weekend. So before Anthony Mackie became Captain America, which popular actor played that role in the MCU?
I'm not sure. I have no idea.
That's all right. We'll go with question number four. So Lizzo surprised fans on Valentine's Day with the cryptic teaser during a live stream, hinting at the start of a new musical era. And it ended with the date February 28th, so we'll see what's coming from that. Aside from singing, though, Lizzo is also known for playing this instrument.
The flute.
Yes. Question number five. Shakira took to social media Sunday to express gratitude for the wave of loving messages she received after being hospitalized the day before, forcing her to postpone a concert. So, speaking of Shakira, the song Waka Waka, This Time for Africa, was a theme song for which 2010 sports competition event?
Soccer?
All right, go with soccer on that. Perfect. All right, I'm going to add up these totals. We're going to bring Tim back in the room. That is all coming up next.
Let's continue around to Chump Timmy on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen will be back tomorrow. So, Lauren, were you nervous? How did it go? It was your first time playing.
Yeah, I was nervous and excited.
Good, nervous and excited. Well, that's good. That's understandable. So, Steve, you kept track of the score. I appreciate that. How did she do?
Lauren got four.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh.
Four correct? Oh, man.
Good luck, Tim.
See, and she doesn't mean it. I try to have these tells when I walk her back in the studio, and she's smiling, she's skipping. I knew you did well.
Skipping?
Well, pretty much.
I'm not skipping.
Yeah, maybe it was because of the rockers, but still, I mean, you know, it was a thing. I can see the smile on your face now tells it all. She roots hard against me, I feel like.
No, that's not true.
Okay, all right.
Question number one. National Margarita Day is coming up this Saturday, and Chili's Grill and Bar is going all out to celebrate. So the restaurant chain is teaming up with Lifetime for a mini movie all about this holiday.
Is that true?
That's what
okay,
I read.
Okay, all right.
I don't know what else it'd be about. Seems interesting.
They're just mixing it?
Add that to your list of
shaking it?
What to watch.
Okay.
It's a whole movie.
All
right. It's going to be cheesy rom-com about falling in love over a margarita.
That's what I need to do, and then scrape the salt off of the rim glass and then throw it on my driveway.
Yes. So a margarita is a cocktail consisting of tequila, triple sec, and the juice of this green fruit.
Lime.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking. There we go. More of those questions, please.
Question two. Ed Sheeran may have revealed the title of his next album. So he has run out of mass symbols, but based on several comments he's made on social media, it seems the new album will be titled Play. What was the name / math symbol of Ed Sheeran's first album?
First album? Divide?
Oh.
Minus?
No.
Hold on. Oh, great. Plus?
Yes, plus.
I'm an idiot. Was it really? The first one was plus?
Divide was like the last one, most recent. Question number three. Captain America, Brave New World dominated the North American box office this weekend. The new Marvel movie starring Anthony Mackie took in $88.5 million in its debut weekend. So before Anthony Mackie became Captain America, which popular actor played that role in the MCU?
What's his face? Chris Evans.
Yes, Chris right. Evans.
Is it plus? I'm so mad I missed
Minus.
That. Wait, did you get that, Lauren? Did you know it was plus?
Yeah.
Nice job. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Divide. Digging deep for Divide.
I was like the
what
most recent.
I know
get
it was. It's so
it,
dumb.
But
I'm
not
sorry.
Throwback.
Well, that's why I don't play the game. This is why I don't play the game. It's a perfect example. Right there. Divide.
Four.
Somebody says Divide.
Lizzo surprised fans on Valentine's Day with a cryptic teaser during a live stream hinting at the start of a new musical era. It ended with the date February 28th, so we'll see what's coming from Lizzo. Now, aside from singing, Lizzo is also known for playing this instrument.
Oh, she plays the flute.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
she does.
Divide.
Timmy, okay, got to get this one to tie it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Question number five. Shakira took to social media Sunday to express gratitude for the wave of loving messages she received after being hospitalized the day before, forced her to postpone a concert. So Shakira's song Waka Waka, This Time for Africa, was the theme song for which 2010 sports competition event?
Sports competition event?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. The Olympic Games.
No.
Man! What was it?
It was the World Cup.
Of
Lauren
course it
said
was the
soccer,
World Cup.
So I gave it to her because
okay.
That was close enough.
That makes sense. It was the World Cup. Great, so I lost. Final totals, I lost.
Yeah, Lauren 4, Tim 3.
Oh!
Hello.
Nice job.
Honestly, soccer was a lucky guess.
I'm proud of you. You knew plus sport. And you knew soccer. And it kind of makes, yeah, the Shakira, I can see that now. I did not.
Yeah.
I'm still
it's a great song if you haven't heard it.
It is. No, it's a good, I would have not known that. I was just, clearly I didn't know that. I'm banning all Ed Sheeran songs for the rest of the show after that. Nothing from your plus album. Oh, congratulations. You are getting that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. You deserve that. I did not play well. And you played very well. And it was your first time playing. We're very excited for you. So now tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
Okay. My name is Lauren from Twinsburg, and I just trumped Timmy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gabriella of Cleveland, going to try to make it back to back losses for me. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Gabriella, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. A little nervous. Crushed the first game, but we'll see what happens. So just ask me to leave the room, and then producer Stevie will take over as Jen has the day off today.
Can you please leave the room?
Yep.
Get out of here. All right. He is out of the room. You ready to get started?
Absolutely.
All right. Question number one. Netflix has officially renewed its young adult comedy, Exo Kitty, for a third season. The renewal announcement comes just weeks after season two premiered on January 16th. My question to you is, do you have a Netflix subscription, yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Question number two. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is finally out on Paramount Plus today. So a fourth movie is already in the works, and it's set to hit theaters in 2027. I just need you to name any other character that appears in the Sonic movies besides Sonic.
Oh, there's a yellow one. Or the Doctor. I know Jim Carrey plays it, like a character. Oh, I don't know any Sonic characters.
That's all right. We'll go with question number three. So Maya Hawke is exposing a side of Hollywood we haven't seen before, revealing that some producers decide on movie funding based on the cast's Instagram following count. So does Maya Hawke have over or under 10 million followers on Instagram?
I feel like over. I'd say over.
Question number four. McDonald's is launching new chicken items this year, including the long-awaited return of the snack wrap. So a representative for McDonald's shared the news and also announced a new chicken strip offering. What was the name of the chicken strips that appeared on McDonald's menu that were terminated in 2013?
The McTenders.
All right, go with McTenders on that. Question number five. So the Jonas Brothers have announced JonasCon, a one-day event at the American Dream Mall in New Jersey next month, featuring live performances, DJ sets, immersive experiences, karaoke, and a Camp Rock bar. In Camp Rock 2, a competing summer camp opened up across the lake. What was the name of that camp?
Camp Star.
Yes.
I know that one.
That's a good one. I'm glad you know that one, because I have a feeling Tim probably won't, but we're going to bring him back in the room, see if he knows it, add up these totals. That's all coming up next.
Continue a round of Trump Tim A. Jen is back tomorrow to Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So Gabriella of Cleveland answered five questions a minute ago when I was in the hallway. How did she do?
Gabriella got two.
Two correct today. Ooh. All right. Limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug up for grabs.
So question number one, Netflix has officially renewed its young adult comedy, Exo Kitty, for a third season. The renewal announcement comes just weeks after season two premiered on January 16th. My question is simple. Do you have a Netflix subscription? Yes or no?
That I own or that I... Yes, of course I do.
What are you saying?
I'm just kidding. I have some shows to watch. I got to catch up on some. Night Agent, I need to get back into. I need to get into.
Love is Blind.
The new season, that's number one right now. I know White Lotus is not on Netflix, but like that, I need to get into that. A couple of other shows. Tis the season. It's binge season. It's freezing outside.
Question two, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, finally out on Paramount Plus today, if you wanted to watch that.
Oh, there we go.
Add that to the list.
Something else.
A fourth movie is already in the works, set to hit theaters in 2027. Name any other character in the Sonic movies besides Sonic.
Oh, darn it. Sonic. Idris Elba. Is it Knuckles?
Is one.
Oh, my goodness. There's a doctor. Really, I always say it's Dr. Egghead, but it's not. It's like Egg. What does Jim Carrey play? Egg something.
That's what Gabriella was saying. She couldn't think of the name, but she knew it was Jim Carrey and Egg, but yeah, not.
That's where I would have been at. Okay.
Question three. Maya Hawke is exposing a side of Hollywood we haven't seen before, revealing that some producers decide on movie funding based on the cast's Instagram following count. So speaking of, does Maya Hawke have over or under 10 million followers on Instagram?
On Insta? 10 mil? Maya Hawke. I'm going to go under. I think 10 mil seems high.
It is under 8.9 million.
Is it? Oh, but it's closer than I thought. I probably would have guessed maybe 6 mil. All right, so I'd have been okay.
Question four. McDonald's is launching new chicken items this year, including the long-awaited return of the snack wrap. A representative for McDonald's shared the news and also announced a new chicken strip offering. What was the name of the chicken strips that appeared on McDonald's menu that were terminated in 2013?
Terminated? Oh. Grimace legs.
Ew. What? What?
Grimace legs.
They would not have that on the menu.
I don't know. I don't remember them ever having chicken.
They were so good.
I thought it was always nuggets. Were they?
No, the chicken selects.
Chicken selects? Chicken nobody. Do you remember that? Who remembers chicken selects?
Everybody remembers them.
Ever had them.
Oh, they were so much better than the fake nuggets.
Are you serious? If anybody remembers them, please call. Just like remembering that weirdo green Grimace, I don't think is a thing.
He's purple, isn't he?
He is, but remember they had the Irish one that's coming back for the Shamrock Shakes. That's Grimace so grimacy.
Yeah, it's too much.
So it wasn't Grimace legs.
No, never was.
I wouldn't, yeah.
The chicken selects were iconic, so everyone knows
that. We're not going to get one call about chicken selects.
Yes, we are. I remember them vividly. Question number five.
That's a T-County thing. Only Dover, Ohio had chicken selects.
They brought them back, but they renamed them.
All right. I'll believe you. I don't remember. That's fine, though. You know. You wrote the question. You know, and I believe you.
Question five. The Jonas Brothers have announced JonasCon, a one-day event at the American Dream Mall in New Jersey next month, featuring live performances, DJs, immersive experiences, karaoke, and even a Camp Rock bar. So, speaking of, in Camp Rock 2,
oh, no.
A competing summer camp opens up across the lake. What is the name of that camp?
Yeah, it was... Oh, it was Camp something. Camp... Camp... Grimace. I don't know. Now I'm just on the Grimace legs. I'm sorry. My mind is gone.
Gabriella knew that one right away, and I wish she...
What was it? Camp what? It was Camp something
camp
simple.
Camp Star.
It was not.
Star.
It was. And it's Star 102.
Camp Star.
That's what it... Oh, my gosh. That is
camp
embarrassing.
Rock Star.
I was wondering if you were going to guess, like, Star, like...
Yeah, Star 102. Oh, my gosh. I remember. I would have never known. Clearly, I didn't know the name. All right, what are the final totals?
Gabriella, 2. Tim, 3.
Oh, but I got lucky. But we all got to learn about Grimace legs. And there's no phones ringing at all about chicken selects.
They know the chicken selects.
I don't know. Gabriella's never heard of it. Neither have I.
Well, I got them all the time.
Okay, so Max. Apparently they were good. Bring them back. Gabriella, you were the best. It was a lot of fun to play against you. I'm going to Google chicken selects as soon as you tell everybody who you are and what just happened.
I am Gabriella, and today I did not trump anyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore.
Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.